On January 12, 1970, an exhibition of John Lennon's lithographs opens at a London art gallery. 2 days later, the gallery is temporarily closed while 8 prints are removed for possible prosecution under the Obscene Publications Act. Later in the month, John and Yoko have their hair cut off and declare 1970 to be year one. On February 6th, Apple releases a new Plastic Ono Band record, Instant Karma, backed with Who Has Seen the Wind. The A-side, written and recorded in one day, is a powerful little rocker produced by Phil Spector and John Lennon. It's a typical Phil Spector sound, full of reverb with lots of vocals and a thick piano line produced by John at one grand piano, George Harrison and Andy White at another, Billy Preston on organ, and John and Klaus Voormann dubbing on electric piano. John and George Harrison play guitars, Andy White plays drums, and Klaus Voormann is on bass. Roadie Mal Evans is again asked to supply some claps and chimes and the backing vocal. The chorus consisted of all the people mentioned, plus Alan Klein and patrons from London's local Hatchet Club. It all added up to the unique sound. It was John leading us into the 70s after the post-peace-love era of the 60s.
It's like the Beatles singing All You Need Is Love, and I'm just singing All You Need Is Peace now.
Yeah. And this Instant Karma that he just wrote, you know, is really like the second step from Give Peace a Chance. And Give Peace a Chance was sort of a simple message and came across right away. But Instant Karma shows that the getting peace is not just going to charity balls and such, but, you know, more on a sort of a deeper level to change your mind and all that.